available.
I can't stay long. Just pulling in out here at Chad's to pick up something. And yeah, we come through a toad soaker, so we got to be quick to get this and go, because it's going to drown us if we don't. So I'll say 73, just want to say hi. By the way, thanks for that picture. And I don't have that luxury that you had. Yours looks very nice, the installation.
That little area is perfect. It really is. If you've got am I driving a 4Runner, late model 4Runner, it's a excellent space for it. And of course you're gonna have the ICOM 2730. But anyway, thanks. And I guess I'll let you go. N0TRKB4CBA.
N0TR clear. 73.
KB4CBA, N0TR mobile. KB4CBA, N0TR. I did that backwards. N0TRKB4CBA. You're back.
We're not too formal here. I used to get called in 4TR quite a bit, Dave. And that's all right. We've been here 13 years. I deserve a 4 call. But I like my 0. I'm used to it. 4s are hard to do on Morse code. I guess they aren't. I was trying to think of the one that's rough. Oh, X. The letter X is... It's a bummer. I don't know why. My fingers get tied. But there's just a few letters on there that's tough when you're going fast. Boy, it's a toad soaker now here. It's just not coming down. I got my little part and I'm headed home.
Luckily, I guess you don't have to use X a lot, I would say. But anyway, the sun's shining here, so it looks like the worst of it. When I pulled out on Wade Hampton and I looked into my rearview mirror, it looks like the worst of it's east of us right now. I don't know. From the radar, it looks like it's kind of moving eastbound. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe southeasterly bound from North Carolina through this area, so I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get hit or not, but I'm headed to Tennessee. It's dry right now.
A big peach farm is out here towards Campobello. You can hear the rain, I'm sure. It's just fumbling us. But we're in the truck, and I don't care. I'm not going fast. I'm just running about 35. Bunch of new houses out here. But luckily, when I got out there, Chad just picked up this little pin. It had led up in that direction. But now out here, it's even starting to run over the road some. We're barely ahead of it. We was in it coming out, broke out of it for a few blocks, and then right back into it, and now it's going down to a hard sprinkle. So that's good. I'm not crazy about hydroplaning and et cetera, in the rain, especially if the visibility is on. Now we just drove out of it.
That happened to me one time, I mean, really bad. I've hydroplaned before, but I was going straight, so it didn't really matter. There wasn't anything in front of me or anything. But I was in a curve on 1923. I was coming from Mars Hill. I was going to church. It was Sunday morning, and I was going to Asheville. And I was in a curve on 1923 right before I was getting off. And the car just went around, and I went around twice before I had control of it. dark up here.
You'll start hearing it too. Chad only lives 5.8 miles, I think it is, out here. So he's pretty close. But now we're back into the heavy rain. I just don't want to hit no hail. Looked like there was some hail and that stuff headed our ways, but a lot of times it diminishes. But boy, I guess they got hit down there on the motor mile there the other day. This is N0TR.
My youngest daughter and her husband, they were at CarMax buying a car when it hit, and I told them, I said, you better look at your car and make sure it doesn't, the one you're buying, and make sure it doesn't have any dents in it. And they said, they told them it was in the building when the storm hit.
Down to visibility of about, maybe 100 yards at the most. Yeah, that's luck, I'll tell you for sure. Because I think that probably totaled a lot of those cars down there, if not all of them.
Imagine that. I mean, a golf ball size hail, it had to put dents in the cars. I remember one year that, you know, we had some hail, and they had a guy in the parking lot there at Walmart or just beside Walmart, and he was set up in a tent, and he was doing hail damage, fixing cars.
Clear down to zero visibility here. Now I'm starting to see almost blue sky here at Fisher's Orchard out here on, I don't know, what is it, Mount Lebanon Road. And boy, the water's over the road here, and it's good old mud, clay. It's orange for about 100 feet here in front of us.
Well, changing the subject, I'm driving right beside, well, he just passed me, but a Ferrari, white Ferrari. Looks like it's lower, but it looks a lot like the Corvette, but it's a lower stance than the Corvette, and of course it sounds totally different. It really sounds good.
$500,000 worth of good. shoot. Well, they are beautiful. I like that one they used to drive on Miami Vice. I think it was supposed to be like a Lamborghini or something, but it didn't have Lamborghini engine in it, really. It had American-made engine, if I remember rightly.
CPA. Yeah, this is it's nice sounding. I don't know. I think it's got a Ferrari engine in it. Oh me, boy, it sure sounds good. Yeah. Magnum PI. He drove a red Ferrari. I can't remember the model, but that thing was nice, and that was a good show.
Sir, yeah, there was one down at Sims Auto there in Duncan one day. Boy, all these potholes they filled in, they're all washed out now, and it was filled on the way out there. Now all the gravel washed out of them. Gee, Minnie, and it is rough. Especially in the truck. Yeah, I love that one Magnum had. The leather in them is just tremendous. It's just beautiful. Now we got sunshine, but off towards Greenville, real dark off to the southwest of our position right now.
I can look back toward the north. West and the west, and it looks pretty bad. If it's headed east, then or south. southeast, then I think we'll be okay on the courts. But anyway, that's where I'm headed, and I'm almost there. I've got about 3 more miles to go. But anyway, hopefully it'll be okay.
There's a thing. There's quite a little bit of lightning in it up here. Not a great deal, but some. And it was cloudy ground. But we are in the sunshine now, and fog all over the road. It was 87 degrees this afternoon with the humidity.
I got 86 here, and the sun's shining. And car's letting me in. It's nice so far. So I can see the entrance to the sports club. So I could, you know, but the background in the distance there doesn't look really good. So I hope it's not coming this way.
From Clemson, as near as I could tell, Dave. So there'll be more than one swath of it, is what I'm trying to say. But we're on Highway 14 now, not too far from the feed and seed store here, and so just 2 or 3 miles from home. You take care. We have a good set, I guess you guys call them. There are several sets. I'll talk to you down the line then. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
It's called a match, actually, because we play 2 sets is a match, and but anyway, that's just, you know, what it is. But, yeah, the sunshine in here is very nice. Come on out. Oh, me, I don't know how long it's going to last, but we'll get out there and be able to hit a few. All right, well, you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later in 0TRKB4CBA.